This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A pretty weak, feckless, and ineffective bench there. If you want to put up Eric Holder, please do so. He's a radical leftist. He's corrupt. He led a corrupt Justice Department that imperiled American citizens. So please, Democrats, we would love that.
Bring it. Bring on Holder. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The idea that Eric Holder has a legitimate shot at being president is so ridiculous. I put it up there with Rosie O'Donnell becoming, you know, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition in 2018. Whoopi Goldberg becoming a Victoria's Secret model. You get what I'm saying. It is not going to happen. The Democrats are embroiled in controversy. They are stunned right now. I talked the other day about their shock. Shock and awe. They're stunned. I mean, forget the obvious. We never thought we would be in this position because Donald Trump was never supposed to be president. We know because we know the fix was in. We are looking at all the different ways that these scoundrels try to maneuver. And think about what they covered up. Hillary Clinton getting millions of dollars, $145 million for the sale of uranium to our arch enemy, the very people she claims Donald Trump's working against, I mean working with, she's working with, gets, this isn't even in dispute that Hillary received $145 million from the Russians by way of their crooked foundation, this racketeering organization known as the Clinton Foundation, and we aren't even discussing it. Now, I get it. We got them on the ropes. We got all kinds of other things moving forward. But you know what? In shock and awe, you have to keep the pressure on in all fronts. This is why I'm imploring you guys to look at the TeaPartyCommunity.org. TeaPartyCommunity.org. And for you chumps out there going, Kevin, I don't know about the Tea Party name. I say to you, what have they done? They killed any cops? Have they done any terrorist acts like Antifa? Or Muslim terrorists. What have they done except go somewhere, march peacefully, leave the place cleaner than it was? They've never threatened politicians or anything except at the ballot box, and you're afraid to represent them. Well, good for you. Because if that's your feeling, you're a coward. Hate to put it this way, but we don't need you. This movement no longer needs cowards. We need people willing to stand up. What has the Tea Party done that you are so embarrassed about? Except change your government. Is that what you're embarrassed about? Are you embarrassed that you helped elect the only honest president that we've had since Reagan? Are you upset that you've elected a guy who took the venerable Ronald Reagan, this is tough to say, and surpassed him year one and is well on his way to doing it for another year? What exactly are you embarrassed about? That he isn't presidential enough? What? What's got you? Because let me tell you something. If you ever attended a Donald Trump gala or you've been anywhere with him, he's not an embarrassment. The only embarrassment he is that people on the left will try to make you believe that he's gauche. He's too gaudy. The very people who have run to him for campaign contributions before he ran, they were all over the guy. This is a guy that gets things done. And you, as a member of the Tea Party community, can do the same thing. This is not about joining a social media group and then communicating with friends all day and going, oh, good, I found my buddy, or we did this. This is about you getting off your butts and going out and doing something. Let me explain to you what happens when you do something. You feel good. You ever done, I mean, look, I'm not going to get into it because I want to do this as a separate, call it a sermon. But if you've ever done anything in your life, where maybe you promised, you said, oh, I'm going to go help my buddy, you know, build his, you know, maybe you've done something with Habitat for Humanity or some sort of a cause. You know, we've got all kinds of charitable things that we've done. And so when you look at my team, you may have committed your Saturday to go do something at say, the Salvation Army. I did one day. I had to go clean. I didn't know what they'd have me do. But when I got there, had to clean these filters. And these filters were filthy. It was the worst job. You had to wear a mask, and it was black soot. It was crazy. And the guy told me, he says, man, Kev, it takes a long time. He goes, I said, just give me your worst job, the one you don't want to do. He goes, the filters. Okay. Took a ladder. He showed me how to do one. I went, wow, why did I volunteer for this? But everywhere I went, I was in a men's dorm, and there were guys around, and I'm looking in their eyes, thinking to myself, there but by the grace of God go I. There but by the grace of God go I. And I'm watching these sad men away from their families, away from their kids, away from their friends, away from people they love, down and out, for whatever reason, all kinds of reasons. And I went to the next place, and I struck up a conversation, you know, here and there. How you doing, man? Oh, good. I'd see, what's your name? I'm Calvin. Hey, Calvin, I'm Kevin. Whatever. What's your name? I'm Ben. Ben, good to talk to you. Cleaning the things, and they would tell me, oh, man, those are terrible to clean. I was like, you doggone right, man. Cleaning. And I get finished. I'm there, I don't know, 4 hours or so. And I go to the guy I'm cleaning. He's like, you got them all done? All done, man. I'm full of soot and all this. I got my mask is practically, but it's gray. And, you know, but I'm seeing these guys. And so I said, hey, by the way, I got these things in my car I'm going to bring in. These little soaps. I used to collect them from the, still do, from hotels. And I delivered those to them and said, if any of the guys are going to be, you know, getting out and they don't want to carry a bunch of stuff, here's enough stuff to get them clean for, you know, a couple of days. And they go, Kevin, we so thank you for these, you know, that. And that was what it was. So as much as you don't want to go initially, when you go and you see these people and you talk to them and it gives you a reset. It makes you understand, you know what? It doesn't matter what I'm going to go face in the next day, in the next week, in the next month. I'm not them. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. Like, I'm not them. Thank God. I'm saying I'm not them except by the grace of God. Holy cow. The point is, if you get off your butt and you do something, you feel good. You may not want to go at first, but you feel good. That's what Tea Party Community is about. It is political church, because there's no difference between conservative and Christian conservative in my book. You may be Jewish conservative, but I'm saying you're a biblical conservative and you want to help. And it is not about talk. And the quicker you get over there and you join, the quicker we can start doing more things together. I can't do this by myself. And you know what? I'm tired of doing it by myself. Go to the website, KJ Radio, find out where to donate. Donate and help. And if you don't have the money, fine. Donate your time. There's more ways to help this movement. And it isn't about some ideological thing. It is about what we should be doing because it's God's work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, when this Russian plane crashed, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think much of it. Planes crashed. And the reason why I didn't think much of it, I've never been to the Soviet Union, and but friends of mine were there, and they said, "Oh, my gosh, Kevin, we took a flight from Moscow to Kiev or something." Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember where, but you know, somewhere within Russia. And they said it was harrowing. And the number of Russian planes that crashed, they said, "We'll never fly inside of Russia again." And I was like, well, you know, how often are you going to go? I mean, it was my thought. But they said they had a great time. It was really, you know, a surreal experience in many ways, but it was. And this was a few years back. So when I heard a plane had crashed, I was like, well, they don't have the standards that we have. They don't have the, you know, and I hate to make the government sound like they really do such a good job here, but we don't have a whole lot of plane crashes. So I'll give the FAA some credit on that. And as much as I don't feel safe, you know, going through TSA, I think it's a waste of time. There's not a whole lot that happens at the airport. So when I heard this plane had crashed, and having traveled a lot in, you know, around the world and seen how some of these, I'm not talking about China or Japan and places like that where they've got the safest, you know, their airlines are as safe as ours. But I'm talking about some of these third world countries where you're like, whoa, you know, it's puddle jumpers and, you know, these things are like, you know, you just wonder, you question the safety and the record keeping and things like that. But I didn't think anything of it. And then I start getting these conspiratorial emails around this Russian plane crash. And then this guy writes, as Russian authorities released passenger names on the official death list, several of those now deceased names raised immediate red flags because they appear to be directly connected to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Uranium One conspiracy, and the fake Russian dossier used to smear President Trump. Now that they've been caught, it appears that many in the deep state are cleaning house and getting rid of any loose ends who might testify. Sergei Melnin, a Belarus-born businessman who briefly worked with the Trump administration and was reportedly a key source in the explosive dossier alleging ties between Donald Trump and Russia, was in the spotlight following the release of testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Glenn Simpson, who co-founded the opposition research firm Fusion GPS, told lawmakers at a trip Trump Organization representative took to Moscow several years ago, had come under the firm's radar as part of their research into Trump's business history. Trip was organized by Sergei Melnin, Simpson said. He said Melnin came up in connection with Chris's work as one of the people around Trump who had a Russian background. Chris is a reference to Christopher Steele, former British intelligence officer hired by Fusion to research Trump's Russia ties. This Russian businessman, Sergei Melnin, goes by another name, Sergei Panchenko. Sergei Panchenko just happens to be one of the dead passengers in the Russian crash that killed 71 people. Also dead in the crash is Ivanov, and I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, but it looks like Cheslov, I don't know how to say that name, CFO of Rosatom, which is involved in Hillary's Uranium One deal with the Russians back in 2009 under Barack Obama. There are other names on the list which correspond to other persons in Uranium One and in high-level Russian government circles such as oil and energy development. These names are being verified and additional news stories will be published with them. But they said for now, two people known to be directly involved with Uranium One and the Russian dossier are now apparently dead, can't testify to tell anybody anything. Happenstance? Convenience? What? Now, I don't know, but I will tell you this. The Clintons have a strange way of having a lot of friends and acquaintances die in really crazy ways, particularly plane crashes. Ron Brown, who they said was about to blow the lid on some shenanigans of the Clintons, his plane flew into a mountain in Africa. Now, again, coincidence? Possibly. But I would say to Clinton's friends, you better be very careful right now. And I know, folks, it seems like it's a joke, right? Oh, come on, Kevin. Do people really kill each other over... Guys, look, I'm going to point to Hollywood. And I'm going to tell you, they don't have any imagination. Hollywood is killing people in movies for reasons like this because it happens. What's that movie with Will Smith where the guy's he's a bird watcher and he sets up his camera in a hide and he captures somebody from the CIA killing a congressman or a senator. And he goes to get his camera and people are like, oh my gosh, that camera would have captured everything. So then they go after him. And that's the end of it. It's that simple. It's that quick. Now, in this particular case, we've got people that were going to testify against the Clintons with this Haiti deal and the Clinton Foundation. Literally days before testimony, before the UN or whatever, mysteriously they die. It is the most uncanny thing. Here's what you should probably do. You should put it out there that I'm going to be testifying in 6 months, and then you testify that day if you want any chance of survival. Because if you if the closer that that day looms that you're going to be testifying against the Clintons, get an insurance policy that kicks in right away. Because these people seem to be notorious and apparently have a lot of reach. I'll put it to you this way. Do you think Donald Trump, and I don't know if this happened, I don't know if this is legit or not. I don't. I'm telling you right now, it could be the biggest amount of coincidence ever. But I'll ask you this. Do you believe if Donald Trump had some shenanigans going on, that he could reach into Russia and say to Vladimir, hey, listen, these people are trying to get me. You know my back's against the wall. Can you make a plane go down? And Vladimir, I'll take care for you. You owe me. You will owe me, but I will take care for you. You think he could have? I don't believe Trump has that kind of clout. I'm saying if he had lost the election and that was what was going on, I don't know what Hillary has over people. I don't know about old Barack Obama's database that he has over people, but these people were not into politics so they could play it on the up and up. These are the people that got NSA and people involved, and they know what's going on. They know how to ruin people in their countries. They got black book on lots of folks. If you think Hillary Clinton didn't say, I want all the data on all these bad guys, so when I go into the negotiation, I know exactly how to grab them by the yin-yangs and make sure we get what we want. Not America, the Clinton Foundation. And Barack Obama authorized it, and he said, you know, give me my big database so when I leave, I've got the same opportunity. Crooks all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Two more DOJ FBI investigators implicated in FBI text quit. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where we break it down for you. I've been talking about the hustle. I've been talking about trust. I talk about a lot of concepts, things that you've learned over time, conservatives, things that you've taken to heart, that you have put as your, the center of your being. This is your chi, to use Chinese terminology. That's where all your strength comes together in your body. They call it center of mass, center of gravity. Call it whatever you want. It is a place, it is a reason why your body functions as it does. And you know that body is an amazing thing. The human body is probably God's greatest creation. You go, what are you talking about, Kev? We've got nuclear weapons. We've got spaceships. We got all that. Why? Because of the human body. Because of your brain. Your physiology would blow your mind. Do you know this? You probably don't even know this. Man is one of the few animals that can run over 20 miles without stopping. One of the few. You would think, who's the fastest animal to run a marathon? And you would go, a horse. Nope. A horse would have to stop and drink water and rest. A man is probably going to beat that horse. I know you don't believe me. Google it. Find out how many animals can run 26 miles nonstop. Wolves don't do it. Hyenas don't do it. Very few animals can beat a man in a marathon. You are an amazing amount of physiology. And don't even go into intellect. We marvel when we can get a parrot to count, or, you know, a cat to do something crazy, or a dog to do tricks. Man is amazing. We do all that stuff. But you know what you're most amazing at? Discerning the nonsense. Weeding through the BS. They say animals have it. Oh, an animal can sense when you're such and such and such and such. Good for them. They're still food for us. But a human being can ferret you out. And that's what we've done, conservative Americans. Down to your core, you understand things. And that's why Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is going to eventually shut down this stupid investigation. Because he's going to run out of rats. Two more senior officials prominently discussed in text messages exchanged by FBI personnel formerly assigned to the Trump-Russia investigation are leaving their positions. 844-551-8255 if you do happen to want to call the show from time to time. We'd love to hear from you. Mike Cortan, FBI Assistant Director for Public Affairs. What about private affairs? Did Lisa Page and Peter Strzok register with this man? Or do I just have his wrong idea of what he does? Mike Cortanz, the FBI Assistant Director for Public Affairs. He's retiring. An FBI spokesperson confirmed this, so we may or may not know that. In addition, the chief of the Justice Department's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section, David Loftman, resigned last week. That was on Thursday or Friday of last week? Loftman, 59 years old, helped oversee the controversial probes of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server and Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now you say, Kevin, why are you telling me this about 59-year-old David Loftman? Why are you telling me what he had to do with Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server and a Russian interference in the 2016 election? He was involved. I'll tell you this. Given all that we've learned about these probes, you might be surmising right about now that Loftman is trying to get out while he can still get his pension. 2014 was the year that Loftman became the chief of the National Security Division's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section. But now he's gone, or about to be. And here's what he did. He said, I'm leaving for personal reasons. And then he resigned. It's a tough mission. It's tough to leave a mission as compelling in an institution as exceptional as the Department of Justice. But I know that prosecutors and agents will continue to bring their work precise to their work, precisely what the American people should expect. A fierce and relentless commitment to protect the national security of the United States. This from a member of the Department of Justice who let Hillary Clinton off the hook after we now know without a doubt, that Hillary Clinton had secrets on her personal computer server, in her email, and also on Anthony Weiner's laptop. But they're committed to the national security of the United States. Oh, hey, just as an aside, I don't know if you're going to factor this into anything, any way you want to view Loftman. This is up to you. But he did donate to both of Barack Obama's presidential campaigns. I know that probably comes as a shock to you, but he did. He was one of the Department of Justice holdovers. So what that means is he was a swamp rat. And for those who question the witch hunt by the Obama administration, still claiming legitimacy for the effort, I want you to note the number of departures that we've had. Former FBI Special Agent Josh Campbell recently quit the Bureau to join CNN because he's going to run cover as the fake news CNN tries to offer to you, the American people, that the FBI are the good guys. Yeah, they didn't do anything wrong. Why are you blaming them? Why are the American people, y'all thought I was going to get all ethnic, didn't you? Why is you doing this? I know how to use verb tense, American people. Yeah, but now I'm laughing. The fact is, CNN's a joke. Josh Campbell's going over there, and he claims, I felt the pressure. There was so much criticism being waged at the agency, and rightfully so. Here's what he wrote in a New York op-ed. To be effective, the FBI must be believed and must maintain the support of the public it serves. These political attacks on the Bureau must stop. I'll tell you what, Josh Campbell, the political attacks on the Bureau will stop when the Bureau stops doing the shenanigans it has been doing. And if that sounded familiar, not what I said, what Josh Campbell said, they got to stop attacking us. It's relentless what they're doing. It's unfair. If it sounds familiar, folks, it's because it's Democrat talking points. That's all it is. But what about these other high-level resignations? Andy McCabe, Andrew McCabe, Andy? Everybody? Andy? He stepped down on January the 29th. Acting director of the Bureau. the guy who was going to leave in March to get his full retirement, but then, oh, well, poor Andy decided he better get out early. If he's going to get any retirement, he better get out early and claim it and get his family taken care of, get his ducks in a row, get things in order, because Andy is going to go to prison. By the way, where's my buddy Carl? Carl, seriously, call the show. Get back with me, man, because I told you people are going to start, the heads are going to fall. Here's what I told everybody. I said, this is going to all end up pointing back to Obama. I wrote a piece on this that said, all roads lead to Barack Obama. And people were like, Kevin, the comments were, Kevin, man, I don't know, man. They never, nothing never happens to him, man. I mean, I just feel like this. That. And then Carl wrote me a note. By the way, I like Carl. And he says, Kevin, same thing. What do you think is going to happen, broski? And I'm like, Carl, people are going to go down. And then Carl wrote me another note, and he says, Kevin, I'll be happy to say it when it happens. Now, I know he's not, it hasn't happened yet. So Carl doesn't have to say anything, but he and I both know he's feeling a lot. You know, this is one of those deals where even if Carl loses, he's going to feel good, right? You're going to feel good. If Carl loses, he will gladly call the show or write to me and say, dude, you were right, Kevin. You beat a man up in this mug. Because he's going to say, you called it. And I did call it. I'm telling you exactly what's happening. I've been giving you the play-by-play since November the 8th of 2016. Actually, a long time before that. We've got people leaving left and right, folks. 2018 is year two of expose the Democrat crooks, and it's the worst year ever for this party, and you're just getting started. You're barely through January. I know I had to get a little ethnic with you just to reinforce how upset I am at you right now. I'm going to keep you updated as these rats jump ship, and I'm going to update you as the news tightens around the many D.C. Democrats next, including Barack Obama, because it is coming. You're going to believe me. I predicted Trump would give the Democrats enough rope to hang themselves, and they unwittingly obliged. And I love the fact that we're using a hanging metaphor here, because this is making some people uncomfortable. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone.
Hear, hear, Jim Jordan. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jim Jordan asking Rosenstein what should be the next steps. He's trying to figure out what We need a second, the next special counsel, don't you think? Let's listen to the rest of the clip, and then I want to get into what's happening with Mike Flynn. Michael Flynn, General Flynn. New developments there. Well, not so new, but hey, we got a lot of news to cover, and I wish we could cover it all as it happens, but it's just too much. But the good news is, it's good news for us. Let's play that clip.
So seize me, you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Yes, Congressman, and I can assure you that I consider it very important to make sure the thorough review is done, and our Inspector General is doing a thorough review. That's how we found those text messages as part of that review.
Let me. You've given that answer like 15 times. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? I mean, this is what a lot of Americans are believing right now, and I certainly do, that the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That's what everything points to. Think about what we've learned in the last several weeks. We first learned they paid for the dossier. Then we learned about Peter Strzok. And last week we learned about Bruce Ohr and his wife, Nell. I mean, this is unbelievable. So what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman, we have an inspector general who has 500 employees and a $100 million budget, and this is what he does. He investigates allegations of misconduct involving department employees. That review that he is conducting is what turned up those text messages. It will also involve interviews of those persons and of other witnesses.
We're looking forward to his report, and we've met with Mr. Horowitz, and we're anxiously awaiting that report. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that the country thinks we need a second special counsel. 20 members of this committee, the Judiciary Committee, with primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department, thinks we need a second special counsel. All kinds of senators think we need a special counsel. What fact pattern do you have to have? What kind of text message do you have to see before you say it's time for a second special counsel?
Jim Jordan grilling Rosenstein, and rightfully so. I want to move on. I want to talk about General Mike Flynn. In March of 2017, then FBI Director James Comey briefed a number of Capitol Hill lawmakers on the Trump-Russia farce. The article said investigation. I added farce. One topic of intense interest was a case of Michael Flynn, the Trump White House National Security Advisor, who resigned under pressure on February 13th, just 24 days into the job. There were widespread reports that Flynn had lied to Vice President Mike Pence about telephone conversations that he, Flynn, had with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the transition late December 2016. And on January 24th of 2017, two of Comey's FBI agents went to the White House to question Flynn. There was speculation later that Flynn lied in that interview, which would be a serious crime. You know what's funny? When I heard this, I remember thinking to myself, this is no big deal. Why are they constantly... The White House is talking to another country, and it's in whatever form or fashion, the Russian ambassador, if you're National Security Council, trust me, you're going to be interfacing with the Russians. We've been playing cat and mouse with them in spy games for decades. What's the big deal? Now, I don't know why Flynn would have said, no, I didn't, or maybe I did. Maybe he didn't recollect. I don't know. But to me, it was a no-brainer. If I'd been talking to the Russians, I would have said, yeah, I think I maybe had one or two conversations with them. Sure. Yeah. Well, could I say what it's about? No, it's none of your business. It's below your pay grade. FBI agent or not, you can't, I'm not going to tell you what I said. I never understood what this was about. They said this January 24th interview potentially puts Flynn in legal jeopardy on lying to the FBI as a federal offense. I can't imagine that a three-star general with the level of confidence you would have to be a three-star general, that you would be intimidated with FBI. Come, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not a three-star general. I'm a relative nobody. If the FBI is asking me questions about what I did 2 days ago, I'm going to answer. And I'll say this again for the people that keep telling me, Kevin, Donald Trump shouldn't talk to the FBI or talk to Mueller because they're just going to twist him up. I'm going, that is the biggest farce. It's the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard in my life. I could talk to the FBI 100 times about something that I did, and I guarantee you 100 out of 100, I come out innocent.
Kevin, did you collude with the Russians to get Hillary Clinton, you know, to keep Hillary Clinton from being, you know, the president of the United States?
No.
But I colluded with a lot of Americans. That I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I admit to that. Oh, they just got you. No, they didn't. They didn't get me for anything. They asked me, did I collude with the Russians? Nope. But I colluded with a bunch of Americans. And you know what? We won. We sure did. We kept that chick. We kept her little fat behind up in Chappaqua or wherever she lives, because she should never be president of the United States. And by the way, just to add this to your investigation, I hope there were people colluding with the Russians. Yeah, because she doesn't need to be elected. You should be ashamed of yourselves for even if somebody colluded to keep Hillary Clinton out, you should be thanking them. You should be looking for them to give them a medal. That's what I would have said. I'm trying to talk. Tell me.
It's intimidating to talk to you.
It's not intimidating to talk to the government. I'm talking to my I'm talking to my employees. FBI shows up here. Hey, fellas, how y'all doing? They treating you okay up there? You should be sure to let me know. Because you know what I'll do? I'll let my thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people understand what you guys are going through. That's my role. Now, how can I help you fellas?
Well, Kevin, there's an impropriety.
Well, really? Well, then I tell you what, you do your due diligence and keep me posted and let me know if anybody's bothering you up there. I'll see y'all later. Thanks for checking in, employees. We don't work for them. I'm not intimidated by them. Intimidated by the IRS. For what? I file my taxes the right way. Don't cheat. Here they are. Yeah, I mean, I don't make enough money to be worried about cheating. And even if I did, I wouldn't. Because my answer has always been with taxes is make enough to not worry about it. You know what I mean? Even if 40% tax bracket, 39.5, I was at years ago, I just tell myself, you're getting hosed. But the only answer you have at this point, because I wasn't political, is make sure you make enough money. Don't sweat it, bro. Anyway, they said there was a lot of concern in Congress, at least among Republicans, about the leak of the wiretap Flynn-Kiziak conversation. Such intelligence is classified at the highest level of secrecy that someone, Republicans suspected Obama appointees in the Justice Department and the intelligence community, revealed it to the press. So here's what's interesting about the Flynn thing. The Obama administration had its hide. They got their skin on the wall. You know, they had the skin on the floor, head on the wall, you know, the hunter analogy. And they got him. They got Flynn. He admits to some, you know, BS lie. Oh, you told us this the other day. You said this. Now you're saying this. Which is it, Mr. Flynn? And he, you know, he bit. He blinked. So that's how that occurred. But what's interesting about it is the Democrats, what's funny, they always end up screwing themselves over because in such a zeal to get to Flynn, they forgot they were going to, you know, essentially expose trade craft, trade secrets on how they did it. That's what sort of ratcheted everything up to how did they possibly know when they told what Trump had said to the Mexican president and the Australian prime minister. Then people were like, wait a minute, this is beyond some insider. Because you can't say it's Reince Priebus or Katie What's-Her-Face that used to work for Priebus and all that when they were nowhere near this conversation. I'm in my office talking only to the Australian prime minister, and something I said leaks into the New York Times. That's when Trump made the declaration, the Obama administration is spying on me, and they said he's crazy, unhinged, etc. Where do we find ourselves now? Even Flynn is now saying, remove me from my deal. I'm now going to start looking into suing for my freedom. And not only that, and I hope he goes this far, I hope he absolutely rakes these other suckers over the coal who made him put his house up for mortgage, etc. I talked about this the other day. All the financial hardships that this man were created by this man who served his country well. Shameful. Because now we learn they didn't even think he was guilty. You want to know why? Because he wasn't. Shameful, Comey, Obama, Clinton, all you leftists.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.